This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode where we're discussing the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with yours truly, Bilal Khan and Ammar al-Shukri. And in this episode, we are talking about
Al-Halim.
Not the food.
The Halim is a desi food that is not Halim at all. And Halim meaning forbearing.
How do you spell it?
Ha, lam, ya, mim.
Halam, ya,
meme.
Meme. Gotcha.
Yeah. All I know of Halim, the food, is that it's incredibly spicy. So I don't ever have it, because if it is beyond the spice of butter chicken, it's not for me. Butter chicken. So Al-Halim is mentioned in the Quran a number of times. And Halim means patience. When I say to you forbearance, what does forbearance mean?
You know, I've never really understood that word.
So there's a lot of words that when they translate, they don't really mean anything, right? So al-halim means patience with the ability to... patience with power.
Patience with power. Okay, so the idea to... hold on a second. I actually want to look at what does forbearance mean.
So halim means patience with power. What that means is that there are people who are patient when they are oppressed.
Okay.
But even if they wanted to.
So self-control and restraint.
There it is. Self-control and restraint.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't.
And that's exactly it. Allah azza wa jal, every day, His goodness to us descends. If we were to just think right now, just in this exact moment, whichever time you're watching this video or in this moment right now, how many sins are occurring on earth?
Too many.
Too many. That's the perfect answer. Too many. Too many. And yet, Allah Azza wa Jal continues to give and to give and to give. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says in a beautiful hadith, he says, "La ahad asbar ala adhan sami'ahu min Allah." There is no one who is more patient than with harm that he hears than Allah Azza wa Jal. There's no one who is insulted more than Allah Azza wa Jal. يَدَّعُونَ لَهُ الْوَلَدِ The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, they attribute to him a son. ثُمَّ يُعَافِيهِمْ وَيَرْزُقُهُمْ And he continues to give them health and continues to give them wealth. And he does this in the millions and the billions.
It's interesting because I know we were talking about the idea of one's honor and defending one's honor. Just like this book that I'm reading, Lincoln and the Power of the Press, just how common it was back in the day. If you pissed somebody off and you really insulted them, they would
challenge you to a duel.
Challenge you to a duel, and that meant life or death, potentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
And either that, if you even ignored those requests for the duel, you might even end up with a mob in front of your house or your place of work and basically riot that entire building down. And people died.
Yeah.
And just because people's honor was affected.
I mean, every single day we watch all of these catastrophes and things like that, and you'll see people commenting and saying, man, I'm just done with the human race. Right? They're just like, I'm just done. Like, I saw one person comment and say, can somebody stop the planet Earth? I want to get off. Right? It's like, I was like, that's really clever, right? I just want to get off. I'm done. And yet Allah has been, and Allah, that's all in His control.
Yeah.
And He continues to give and give and give and give to people who just don't deserve it. Right? And that's Hilm. That's Hilm. You know, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Also, if somebody's name is Hilmi.
I don't know. Hilmi, how that would work. Maybe.
Maybe somebody who himself embody the idea of self-control and restraint.
Yeah. Interesting. I never thought of that one. Then you have, you know, it's a characteristic that people have.
Yeah.
And it's something that you can do. You can actually build it, develop it. Because there's a statement of famous statement.
I mean, that's like the idea of self-control and restraint is the very essence of martial arts or traditional martial arts training. It's like you're given such
strength, power,
power,
and you can't beat anybody up.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was Ahlam al-Nas. He was the most forbearing person. He was affected and insulted and harmed. And a lot of times people just acted ignorant towards him. They didn't know better.
Yeah.
You know, a person would come and grab him by the collar, but grab him by... And, you know, until the signs would show up on his neck, okay. And they would just say, you know, they were requesting something. It would be a Bedouin. And you say, oh, Muhammad, give me from your wealth and not the wealth of your father or something like that. This is really disrespectful. And the Prophet ﷺ would be patient. Another man came to the Prophet ﷺ and he insulted the Prophet ﷺ and he said, oh, Muhammad, i'dil, be just, because the way that you're distributing the spoils of war,
this is isn't better, right?
Yeah. No, this is much later.
Much later? Okay.
The Prophet ﷺ, he says, i'dil, because the way that you're distributing spoils is not a way that is intended to please God.
And this is to the Prophet.
This is the Prophet ﷺ. This is to the man who left behind nothing as far as wealth in this world. Not only did he leave behind nothing, the little that he did leave behind, when everybody else would give it to their family members and inherit, he says, no, our families, us, the group of prophets, we don't leave behind inheritance. Everything that we leave behind is sadaqah. The Prophet ﷺ leaves with nothing from this world. And this man is coming up to him so ignorantly and so rudely, saying that to the Prophet ﷺ. I'm not even calling him Ya Rasulullah, I'm calling him Muhammad ﷺ. Mm. And the Prophet ﷺ lowers his head, absolutely upset. And then he says, may Allah have mercy on Musa. He was tested by what is much more than this, fasabar. And he was patient. And so this shows you that, you know what, you may have this initial reaction, but you swallow it. You keep it contained. You restrain yourself. And the Prophet ﷺ, actually it's attributed to a companion.
It reminds me back in the high school and middle school days where people, like, they'd be aggressive and somebody would throw a first punch. And the response would be, I ate that.
What do you mean?
Like, they hit you, right? And you're just standing there, I ate that.
Oh, you just ate it?
Like, but when you said you swallowed that, it just reminded me of that.
Yeah, it reminded you of high school when people would just punch you in the face and you would just stand there.
No, but I'll tell you this, right? Because
once you eat the first one, they don't want to throw the second one?
No, they don't.
I see. Okay. Interesting. That's an interesting technique. Just take the first one as best as you can. So the statement is, إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ بِالتَّعَلُّمُ وَإِنَّمَا الْحِلْمُ بِالتَّحَلُّمُ. Knowledge is acquired by learning, ta'allum, and forbearance by being practiced, basically, by being sought out and practiced. And hilm, forbearance, is acquired the same way, by practicing forbearance, by trying to extend and expand your forbearance circle or your ability to be forbearing.
It's almost like, in order to embrace the knowledge, the idea of forbearance is almost attributed or paired with the thought of grind. You know, you got to grind through the work.
Yeah. You know, the Prophet ﷺ, he called sabr, he called patience diya. He called a salah nur and a sabr diya. And the difference between light and diya is that if this lamp created heat, it would be called diya.
It does.
Does it? Whereas nur is cool.
Yeah.
And so salah is cool. It's you know, it brings coolness to the eyes. It calms you down. Sabr burns. And so the Prophet ﷺ called it diya, sabr al diya, because you're sitting there and you're trying to be patient and all you want to do is unleash your rage and anger upon this poor ignoramus, and you're being patient. And it's only increasing them in their ignorance. That's what Imam Shafi'i says in a famous verse of poetry of his. He says, يُخَاطِبُنِ السَّفِيهِ بِكُلِّ قُبْحٍ فَأَكْرَهُ أَنْ أَكُونَ لَهُ مُجِيبًا. He says, the fools speak to me with all vulgarity, so I hate to respond likewise. In turn, they increase in their ignorance, and I increase in my forbearance like incense that becomes more fragrant when burnt. He says, يُخَاطِبُنِ السَّفِيهِ بِكُلِّ قُبْحٍ فَأَكْرَهَ أَنْ أَكُونُ لَهُ مُجِيبًا.
Only Omar can translate the Arabic into English.
يَزِيدُ سَفَاهَةً فَأَزِيدُ حِلْمًا كَعُودٍ زَادَهُ الْإِحْرَاقَ طِيبًا. So he's like, the more you try to burn me, the more forbearance I become, and my forbearance just becomes this beautiful fragrance. The more you burn me, the more I just light up the room with this beautiful fragrance. So that's, what are the take-home steps? The take-home step is this.
Memorize that poem.
Memorize that poem. If you want to look it up, I actually translated a good portion of Imam Shafi'i's Dewan. That's why I was able to recall it. If you Google it somewhere.
Is that what it's
called? Dewan? Dewan, yeah. Okay. Dewan is the collection of poetry. So Imam Shafi'i, back to forbearance. So if a person wants to be Allah to be forbearant with them, they don't want to be held and to be punished for the sins that they do, be forbearing with others. The same way that Allah Azza wa Jalla gives you this days and days and weeks and months and years for you to return to Him, don't jump on people the first time they make a mistake with you. Don't feel like that person wronged me the first time, I have to now go destroy this person and everything they've ever built. No, I'm going to be forbearance with them. I'm going to forgive. I'm going to overlook. I'm going to be patient. Look at how much Allah Azza wa Jalla has been patient with me. And that you don't, you make all of your limbs submit to this notion of forbearance. And so you don't strike people. You don't curse people. You don't be the type of person, you get hit by a car, you come out swearing and cursing. That's not forbearance. Forbearance is that...
So don't be like a New York taxi driver.
Don't be like a New York taxi driver in that sense. Although, mashallah, so many New York taxi drivers are very religious and great people. Mashallah, tawarakallah. When you jump on a New York taxi driver, you're going to think you're in Mecca. That's how many, alhamdulillah, drive taxi in New York. But
yeah, fun fact, the reason that driving in New York is so messed up because all the foreigners did it. And everybody else had to adapt.
That's right. Alhamdulillah. But if you can drive in New York, you can drive anywhere.
True that.
All right. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad wa alayhi wa sallam.